late into May, did you take any extra time off that you ordinarily wouldn't have? Had you not played so good through the season?
No, I took probably the same amount of time to get away and see some family and friends and travel a little bit, and then got right back to, picked up kind of where I would normally pick up at that point in the summer and got ready to go, feel good.
What were some of the highlights of your summer travels?
We went to Greece. That was probably the biggest highlight. Greece and Paris, that was fun. So, yeah, it was good to get away and relax for a little bit.
It's like to get back at it, though, here today as camp officially gets rolling for you guys.
It's good. I mean, it's good to come back and see everyone after last year. I think everything happens and you're so close, and then it ends and everybody goes their own direction. And it's good to get back and see a lot of the guys again. And I mean, you stay in touch over the summer with a lot of them, but it's good to get back on the ice with them.
Jacob, what was the arbitration process like for you? I know it was something different, but what was it like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of how I expected, what people told me it would be. I thought I was prepared pretty well for how it was going to go, and it happened. You go through it and you move on.
People say it can be an emotional time, or was it like that for you?
No, not really. I mean, it's a little nerve-wracking when someone has that decision in their hands. But besides that, it was it's part of hockey that players go through.
Having gone through it, is it something that you would prefer to avoid going forward?
I mean, yeah, going forward, yeah. It was just kind of a different experience that I think a lot of guys don't do, and you hear different stories about it, but I mean, it's pretty, I guess it is what you hear about. It's kind of a different thing that you just go through.
Are you still open to a long-term contract with the Jets, Jacob, down the road?
Yeah, I mean, well, next summer we'll sit down and figure out what decision is best for myself and my future, and we'll go from there.
Do you feel you came close at any point leading up to the arbitration of getting something long-term done, or was that really maybe never on the table?
Yeah, there are different deals on the table. Some that were longer than a year or two. But yeah, they didn't pan out, and that's the route we decided to go.
Obviously, Josh Morrissey not here on the first day. What do you make of what's going on there? Any concerns on your end?
No, I mean, going through it, you make a decision. You stand up for what you believe in. I wouldn't expect him to take anything that he feels he's less than what he feels he's worth. So. I support him where I can and how I can, and I got to take care of what I have to do to get ready for the season here.
Based on when the situation before, the same one as Josh, similarly at least, what goes through a player's mind when they're not here at the start of training camp?
You kind of just got to find a way to make your own training camp and stay ready, because any day, any moment, you could come back into camp and you want to be ready to go and pick up with everyone else and do the best you can to not miss a beat.
What are the keys for you to having a good season?
Just come in. I mean, historically, I've had a little bit of slower starts, so I want to use the preseason as well as I can to get my game up to speed and hopefully hit the ground running there early and play some good hockey early and hopefully stay healthy.
Paul joked this morning on air that you yelled down the hall. You said you'd play left side. We don't know if that actually happened or not. Or they made that up.
Well, that happened.
Yeah. What's the key or the importance of guys being able to switch back and forth? Charlie, how do you make a career of it?
Yeah. It's something I've done at different points, especially with the guys we have. There's some guys that can flip sides. And, yeah, it's kind of a way to – you got to fit the puzzle pieces together until Josh gets back. And – then things kind of straighten out a little bit. So just do kind of what you're asked, I guess.
To make that turn, is it more of a challenge to move the puck up the ice or on the defending side of things? What are the physical aspects of making that switch?
The most difficult for me is coming around the net and stopping. You're kind of stuck going to get pucks out of the left corner when you're right-handed. That's the biggest thing for me when I've figured out. But you get used to it. You do a couple of practices and get in a couple of games doing it, you'll adjust pretty quick.
You've always been a guy who's been able to separate the business side and the hockey side. How come that's been easy for you? Some guys, that really weighs on them.
I don't know. I don't really care. It's just hockey. The business side is the business side, but I've been playing this game since I was a kid, and when I put on the pads, I still feel like a kid again, and it's fun. I don't really care what goes on outside of the rink. When I'm in the rink, I feel like I'm 10 years old and playing the game I love, so I don't really care. I've been saying that for the last 6 years. So, no. No, I don't know. Like I said, it's just hockey. That stuff kind of takes care of itself. It is what it is.